The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Family-owned and small businesses are the backbone of South Carolina's economy, and quite often their voices are not heard like some of the big businesses and some of the other big industry and trade groups. Diane Hardy is determined to change that, and that's why she started the Mom and Pop Alliance of South Carolina. It's always a pleasure to have Diane on. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Sure thing. You're not a stranger to the 94.5 WGTK listener, but take just a minute to reintroduce what you're doing at Mom and Pop.
Yes. Well, Mom and Pop was started in 2020 as a response to COVID. I was just really shocked at the way small businesses were labeled non-essential. And then later learned that there was little to no representation. There's very few groups actually speaking for the 400,000 small businesses in South Carolina. So I donate my time and founded this organization. And we just help give a voice to the little guy in Columbia because it's sorely lacking.
Yeah. Diane, last week there was a lot of fanfare over the announcement of this $1 billion-plus deal in hopes of getting Volkswagen Scout manufacturing plant to locate in South Carolina, where they will be building electric vehicles. Now, you wrote a column that was published in Fitz News this week, and you're not necessarily sharing the enthusiasm, I gather, that some of the state legislators are, because there are a lot of questions that you have about this potential deal. You want to talk with us about that?
Yes. Yeah, there are a lot of questions. And if people look at the article, it's Fitz News. I wrote it March 11th. This thing has been rushed through. They found out about it on the 3rd. They had a special session last. They had third reading, and it's already passed within 10 days, which is unheard of. I mean, government is usually slow, on purpose, so people have time to think about things, but at least at the state level. It's very concerning on several levels. One, I don't think people realize that this is a European company. And in Europe, ESGs are mandated by law. That just happened last December. So this will help inject even more ESG into the South Carolina economy. And people who don't know what that is, I've written several articles on it, and they can be found at our website, momandpopalliance.org. But they talk on their website about their ESGs and how strong that is for them, about their ties to China. If this were an American company and they were producing an amazing product, I could see it. But it's a foreign company, and they are producing a product that I'm not even sure there's any demand for, these electric vehicles. There's a lot of problems with electric vehicles, and I'm sure your listeners are aware of a lot of the issues with that. And there are so many companies already producing electric vehicles because there's incredible money from the Inflation Reduction Act to carry out the green agenda.
Yeah. You know, Diane, even before I read your article, but had heard about this potential $1 billion-plus package of incentives, I kind of had the same thoughts, because it's almost like we're playing into this whole Biden climate change thing by helping facilitate the manufacture of electric vehicles that I'm not convinced people want either. I don't want an electric vehicle. And in fact, it's almost like if we do this, we're just encouraging them to produce a product that the American public doesn't necessarily want.
I agree completely. And that's my concerns with this. You know, if this were an American company with fantastic product, you know, then I could maybe see it. But and then while I was down, I was speaking to a group in Florence. We have this ESG Explained talk that we do. And I was speaking to a big group in Florence, and they were talking about a 1 million-square-foot facility that's coming to their area to make the electric batteries.
Yeah.
So we're just going, South Carolina is going all in on this EV green agenda initiative.
Yeah. You write in your column, Diane, and on our guest line this morning, Diane Hardy, with a great group, Mom and Pop Alliance of South Carolina. If you'd like additional information, I've made it real simple for you. Just text the keyword MOM to our text line, 877-235-9405. Just text MOM, and I'll send you a link. It'll take you right to Diane's website and give you all the information about the great work that Mom and Pop Alliance is doing. And if you're a small business owner or you support small business, go ahead and join. You can do so very quickly at her website. Text MOM to 877-235-9405. You write, Diane, that this car manufacturer could create up to 4,000 jobs and will put the Palmetto State on the map for EV production. The company hopes to begin making new vehicles by the end of 2026 and at full capacity may produce more than 200,000 Scout vehicles annually. Now, you emphasize the words could, hope, and may because these aren't guarantees, are they?
No, they are not. And as you know, we have a long history of kind of giving incentives and then the promises don't come. So they say they have clawback provisions this time, but we've had real issues with that multiple times in this state where they're giving out our tax money and picking winners and losers.
Yep. So as I understand it, this is now in the hands of the South Carolina Senate, correct?
It is, yes. They had a special session yesterday. They don't normally meet on a Monday, but they met on a Monday because what we were asking for was just more time for debate and discussion and vetting and get some citizen buy-in on this. But like I said, they rushed it through the vote yesterday. There were, out of 124, only 13 voted no, 9 were not present, and over 100 voted yes for this. Yes, it's on to the Senate. And I've been talking to various senators, and a couple of them have asked for my help, but some senators I was surprised are on board with this that I wouldn't have expected. So I'm also a little bit pessimistic now about the Senate. We really need everybody now to call their senator and voice their concerns about this deal.
Yeah.
They're giving them $400 million in cash plus a lot of other incentives.
Yeah. And you're primarily just asking things to slow down so that there can be more discussion, right?
Yes, that's all we're asking for. I mean, to have this brought up and within 10 days have it off the floor is just unheard of. And yes, they're rushing this through, and I'm concerned they're rushing it through for a reason. And what happens is then the legislators, they only hear the Chamber of Commerce side of this. They only hear the special interest side. They don't have enough time to hear from their constituents.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard, I would imagine, that when you're flashing the number 4,000 jobs, it's kind of hard to maybe oppose that. But again, it's not guaranteed. That's a projection. There's just something about the whole idea of South Carolina, as you said a minute ago, being all in to promote this whole electric vehicle industry.
Yes, I think it's very concerning that this is what we're hitching our wagon to. Very concerning. And the ESG part of this, the ESG for European countries is completely different for American companies. And any of their subsidiary companies and vendors will have to be ESG compliant to even do business with Volkswagen.
Yeah, yeah, which we would speculate that those would probably be South Carolina companies. And again, that's part of the argument in favor of this, but it could literally force these companies to change their beliefs in order to meet these requirements, wouldn't it?
Yes. And additionally, this company, they had a Women's Day event in Chattanooga, and they did a drag show hour during that event, and Volkswagen was ridiculed for that. So we're talking about a company that has a history of fraud and has the ESGs and brags about their ties to China on their website and did a drag show in Tennessee.
Yeah. Diane Hardy, we appreciate what you do. And again, thank you for starting Mom and Pop Alliance of South Carolina. If you're a small business, you need to be a member of this. Text MOM to 877-235-9405. I'll send you a link to the website. You can find out additional information about all the other great work that Diane and the Mom and Pop Alliance of South Carolina are doing. Diane, appreciate your time and what you do.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Sure thing. Always a pleasure. Diane Hardy. Text MOM to 877-235-9405.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.